Holy Week is a time of high drama as Jesus heads into the final confrontation. The tensions build day by day until it ends in Jesus' death and resurrection. The context of the story is this. Jesus had just finished the long journey on foot from Galilee to Jerusalem for Passover. As he traveled, he had continued to teach and to attract followers, some of whom were now making the trip with him. He had also continued to draw the anger of the religious authorities. This anger increased to the point that some even wanted to kill him. The conflict intensifies once he gets to Jerusalem. Keep in mind that people are coming to the city from long distances for the Passover celebration, and the city is overflowing with strangers. The authorities are understandably nervous. They don't know what might happen under these circumstances. As the week continues and the tension continues to build to its climax, we will see that the conflict takes place on at least two levels. On one level, it is between Jesus and the religious authorities. On another level, it is between two very different ways of approaching God. In the process, we will also see Jesus confront and overcome some of our greatest fears. We begin today with the arrival of Jesus in Jerusalem on what we now call Palm Sunday. I will first read a passage of Scripture from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11, and then offer a few reflections for your consideration. Listen to the Gospel of Mark. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Here's the way I hear the story. After a long journey on foot to Jerusalem, Jesus and his disciples enter the city for the final confrontation. Jesus' followers celebrate his entry as though he is a political leader, the heir to the throne of David. After working his way through the crowded city, Jesus arrives at the temple late in the day. As Mark puts it, when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. We might imagine this taking place at around dusk, with only a few people sitting on the temple grounds. As Jesus looked around, he must have known that this would be the site of momentous happenings over the next several days. We often treat this day as a time for Palm Sunday celebrations, keying on the celebratory mood of his followers as Jesus entered Jerusalem. But for Jesus, it must also have been a time of stress and anticipation, calling forth prayer and great courage. imagine what it would have been like for Jesus to visit and explore the temple grounds. What do you believe he was thinking and feeling as he anticipated the week to come? How do you think he might have prayed in this situation? How would you have prayed? There is something about turning our attention towards God in prayer that sometimes seems to give us strength, courage, and wisdom. While the passage does not say so, we might guess that Jesus himself prayed for these as he prepared to fulfill his mission. As the week begins, read the passage again, and then take a few minutes to silently pray and to reflect on what the passage might be saying to you about preparing for your own challenges.